Good morning. We're continuing Chayyada Mehilas Shabbos, Klal Zayin. Aaron Lenny Simandal, we talks about the Tainus and Shabbos. So some of the points which he mentioned, he just clarifies a little more, and he says, so this idea that a person should not fast on Shabbos, Mikol Shkein, Imugabra, the Loi, Kalpid Mechalayim, a person who doesn't affect him, he's not scared about the Chalayim, so then he's not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Because the whole purpose is to mitigate his fear, and therefore, he feels good about it. It's an oinik for him. If he doesn't care, there's no benefit for the fasting. It doesn't make him feel any better. So then he's taking away oinik Shabbos of eating, not replacing it with a different oinik Shabbos. Oh, shatanas raloi mitzar harbe bo yosem imashi mitzar ben pachar achaloi. Person has very difficulty fasting. So the benefit that he gains, the oinik that he gains by fasting, that he feels better about the dream. Dreams bother him. He's scared about them. So fasting makes him feel better. But on the other hand, the fasting physically makes him feel horrible. So the final result is a lack of oinik Shabbos. Also, he's not allowed to fast on Shabbos. We got mechalel a mitzvah, such a person who finds that he's mitzvah harbei from a tainus, he shouldn't fast in the weekday either. He should use some of the other options which are given to mitigate the bad dream. The person who fasts, the lachas that he says anenu, even a person is fasting on their own, without other people fasting that day, he says the tefillah of anenu, which we say it by mincha, Sarim say it by shacharis as well. The person says the tefillah of anenu. So the question does, what should this be? Anenu, Hashem anenu, b'yom sem tani senu. So tani senu is plural. So should he say tani sena, which is a lashon plural? Should he say b'yom tani si? So we assume he should say lashon plural because probably there's another Jew somewhere else in the world who's fasting at that time as well. There's a tefillah which a person's fasting a private tefillah. There is a tefillah which is inserted in a lekayin tzara that the bershom should accept my fast that I'm fasting. The miyotami b'chalpi that the physical diminishing of the body should count as if I brought a korban. So that tefillah can be said in a lekayin tzara on Shabbos, just like on the weekday. We mentioned before that there's a machloikus whether fasting on Shabbos is an issur d'oraisa or a d'rabbanan. That the Chayyim goes with the approach that it's the d'oraisa, and if you notice in the Piskei Mishabur over here, it points out that Mr. Beber Halacha brings a different opinions in regard to that. We don't say that the tainus of a partial tainus until beyond 6 hours that we do not allow a person to fast 6 hours, that's area hold. That's the rabbanon. The deraisa tainus would be a person who's fasting the whole day. The exiv mikra kodesh. It says b'shabbos. The Shabbos is a mikra kodesh. Zeh b'chlal kriyas kodesh. The exiv achlu hayom. So he says that the reason would be. So where's the deraisa? See, either because we have achlu hayom, a person has to eat on Shabbos. That's a deraisa. Or mikra kodesh. He doesn't quote the unit of oinik because oinik is mentioned in the pasuk in Yeshaya. But he says, instead, the pasuk of Mikra Kodesh, so Rashi points out that Mikra Kodesh is you have to declare it as a special day. The way you declare it as a special day is Bachilu B'Shtiyah. And Yom Kippur, Rashi says, how can you declare a special day? Susan the kid, you wear nice clothing. You wear nice, clean clothing, etc. But otherwise, Chazal said the appropriate way to be Kari Kodesh is through Achil and Shtiyah. So a person eats in Shabbos, it comes out on the flip side. Persons be mekayim not only Oinik Shabbos and Oichlu Yom, but also the concept of Mikra Kodesh. Just want to explain, maybe move away halachically. The Tells of Rav and the Shmuz explains the concept of the idea of what is the idea behind the Tainus, behind the Chalom that we have to address it. It's just a dream. So he explains that the Rebbe's hanhaga of how he brings different gzeiros down to this world. The gzeiros is formulated in the Lamas HaYonim, and then the Rebbe puts it through a series of ways to be mashpia down into this world. And we just see the final result. When a person is sleeping, the neshama is freed somewhat from the confines of the body. It sort of like raises out of the body. It's able to see the existence of this gzeiro in the spiritual realm before it actually becomes, concretizes into something physical. So he's seeing a reality which exists, just has not been mushpa into, has not been translated into the physical terms of our world yet. So there's a reality out there which a person is witnessing, which therefore there's something we need to some way mitigate what we're seeing, as opposed to saying, well, it's just a dream. Now, there are things which are just dreams, because I'll say chalomes have, even the chalomes which are not because of hihurei lev, that what the person thinks about, but there are things which are extra parts of it which are not real. That's part of the kayach of dimion of the person. But there are could be that this is what the person is doing, is witnessing through his neshama some reality which exists, which is a punishment, which is going to be brought to the world, and the person is trying to mitigate that possibility through the process of tainus. And that's the concept behind some process of trying to be meitiv a chaloyim, or fasting for a chaloyim, etc. Have a good day.